serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage from the wildfires firsthand. Washington's latest star attractions are ready for their close-up. Two three-year-old giant pandas made their first appearance this morning at the National Zoo. Lots of oohs and ahs. This is ABC News. Hope for the snowy south as normal temperatures will resume this weekend. ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg has more.
The Arctic air is definitely easing. We still have one more cold morning in the southeast, sub-zero wind chills in the Midwest. But temperatures take off over the weekend. 60s are back in Houston, 50s in Atlanta, and 40s here in the northeast will go a long way to cure that cabin fever.
Ford announced a new recall of 272,000 Broncos and Mavericks due to a power problem that could cause vehicles to stop unexpectedly or fail to start. The National Highway and Transportation Administration says the 12-volt battery in these vehicles have internal manufacturing defects and should be replaced. Major milestone for a man who spent the last 25 years cruising through life. Mario Salcedo runs an investment business on board various cruise ships around the world, saying these voyages are cheaper than paying for assisted living. He just marked his 1,000th voyage and says he'll keep cruising as long as he can. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, February 7th, over at the Shawanigan High School Gym in Park Falls, there's going to be a youth night basketball game. Girls varsity begins at 5:30 p.m. with boys varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawanigan versus Stratford. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. And after the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. There are 200 posters ordered, so they should have enough for parents, family, high school students, and community members. All Shawanigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, this is happening Friday, February 7th, over at the Shawanigan High School Gym in Park Falls. Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manapa. My Thought Shelf Way of Manapa is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit my Thought Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at manapacars.com.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you gotta take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, a few high school games last night had Stratford topping Phillips by a score of 73-55 last night. In boys action, the Mellon boys topped Solon Springs 60-34. It was Auburndale topping Rib Lake 61-44, and Medford gets a win over Stanley Boyd 67-57. The Butternut girls traveled to LCO last night for a conference matchup, and they played well, according to Coach Sherwinski. Able to gradually pull away, leading 25-11 at half, and Butternut came away with a decisive 50-25 win over LCO last night. The Washburn girls topped Mellon 50-45, and it was the Ladysmith girls winning over Ashland last night 64-27. A quick note, Youth Night for Shawamigan was originally rescheduled for February 7th, but that's now been moved. February 4th will be Youth Night for the Shawamigan Little Eagles and such. So February 4th when they take on Prentice will be the date on that. That was just announced a little bit ago. The varsity boys and girls basketball teams of Shawamigan will be traveling down to Newman Catholic for a varsity boys and girls doubleheader coming up tonight. The Phillips girls are going to travel down to Stratford tonight. The Shawamigan wrestling team tomorrow, they'll be headed over to Shell Lake for a big wrestling invitation. Big day for them tomorrow. Good luck. And Butternut has their homecoming wrapping up tonight. Boys and girls will be taking on Hurley at the Butternut Gym tonight for homecoming.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says the crappies are in a transitional mode right now. They're shifting from shallow water to deep water, and you got to change your program. I'll tell you what he does, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says that the crappies are in a transitional mode right now. They're moving from those shallower areas where they were around that early ice period into deeper water. So you got to get out into the holes. Now, he also says that you're going to find the bite is much better after dark. He says you can fish them during the day, but you're going to have to use very tiny lures and maybe just one maggot or wax worm, because these fish are going to be fairly lethargic, and it's going to take a lot of finesse to get these fish to bite. But at night, you can send out a lure. He likes to use a little bit bigger lure, and maybe a quarter-ounce jigging spoon or even a 16th-ounce jig head. He likes something that glows in the dark. He charges up the lure with a camera flash. throws on a few maggots, throws on a couple wax worms, maybe even a minnow head or two, and he sends that lure with all that bait down the hole and uses a very aggressive jigging action. He says the crappies are biting real well if you go deep, get out after dark, and fish hard. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers, highs near 16. Will be breezy from time to time. Tonight, breezy with snow likely, a little accumulation possible, low around 12. For Saturday, slight chance of snow, a high near 24. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, a low of 1. Right now, 19 below zero. 98Q Country.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Knife Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing. Boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Country Classic, Alabama, 98Q Country. Well, let's take a little moment here this morning, as we do each Friday, to get you updated on what's going on with Wisconsin sports. Our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joining us from a warm place, I hope, Mr. Clemens. Maybe?
Yeah, what was the temperature at the station when you walked in this morning?
16 below.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I thought we're supposed to get... Well, is it supposed to get up into the 20s today?
Yeah, I think 15 or 20 today, yeah. Yeah. Once you get north of Highway 8 up here, it's a whole different zone up here. Yeah.
Whole different world.
Speaking of a whole different world, Jimmy Butler, the former Marquette star, Milwaukee fans were hoping maybe they would see Jimmy Butler come back to Milwaukee and play. He didn't. He's suspended. A lot of drama, but Miami and the Bucks went at it. What was that, last night?
Yeah, it was just, and it was just 2 years ago that Jimmy Butler and the Heat came to Milwaukee. Giannis went down with a back injury, and Jimmy led the Heat in kind of an upset. Actually, they had a pretty good run in the playoffs that year and put away the Bucks, who thought they had themselves a championship team again, ended their season early in the playoffs. So here, 2 years later, he wants more money. And Pat Riley, the president of the Heat, is like, wait a minute, your contractor says you have 2 years left. I'm not negotiating that.
Yeah.
So he got suspended for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team. Then he's supposed to be back, and the Heat are supposed to get on the team plane from Miami the other day and come up for last night's game, and he misses the team flight. So that's it, another 2-game suspension. Now, Butler claims through his agent, he was intending on getting there. He was just going to take his own private jet. Well, fly with the team.
You said he wants more money. He's making over $48 million a year. That's pretty close to the cap.
And he's 35 years old.
Yeah, what is going on?
It's his last contract. So he's just trying to, get one more. Just put a little bit more in the bag than that. And at the same time, there's other things that are going on with the team. Where there's rumors that he wants to be traded, maybe to the Phoenix Suns. Doc Rivers had some really interesting comments during a pregame press conference yesterday, where he said, "I know what this is like." He says, "I went through this with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia," and he says, "It's horrible." He said, "Because you feel for the other players because they are put in a no-win situation. If they don't say anything, it's like they don't care. If they do, whatever they say is going to be either in favor of the player or the team, and it's going to cause division." And he said, "They're really hard, as a head coach." He says, "I feel for Eric because it's really hard to manage your team." Well, in the meantime, the Heat came out flat last night, and that was good news for the Bucks. So the Bucks, they've gone down a day early after a nice win 4 games in a row at home. They went down to New Orleans a day early, and they're getting ready for this game against the Pelicans. And then once again, it's the storm of the century, which seems to happen somewhere in America every other year.
Yeah.
They get up to 8 inches of snow that turns Bourbon Street into a ghost town. And Doc Rivers says, the day of the game, I first got a tip off from the league. He's like, there's probably a 95% chance that this one's going to get called off. Well, sure enough. I mean, by that time, no one could go on the roads. They don't have the snow removal equipment down there. They closed the airport, and then the game got called off. So for 3 days, the Bucks were holed up in their team hotel downtown. There was no basketball court, no place where they could go and have a workout. That some of the players used the weight room. Damian Lillard said, "I pretty much just sat around the room watching Netflix."
Yeah.
they had some visual meetings. And so now their game gets canceled, and then on top of that, they can't get out of there. So they couldn't leave until yesterday, and then that's why we got a notice about 4 o'clock that the game was moved from 6:30 up to 7:30, because the Bucks weren't in Milwaukee yet, and they landed with just a couple hours left. Doc was asked, "Did you ever happen to that?" And he goes, "Not so long ago, some of these teams had to fly commercial." Right?
Yeah.
You're sitting on a plane, and there's the Milwaukee Bucks sitting on all these fancy team chargers they have now. And, commercial airlines get, held up, and flights are delayed. So, there's times where they, you know, from time to time, you would get off the plane, get in the bus, go straight to the arena, put on your jersey, and that was it. You know, after a four-hour flight.
Yeah, there's such go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and so then Dame Lillard, he actually went after his team in the locker room saying, I don't want to see any excuses. I don't see anybody say, oh, gee, you know, I haven't shot in 3 days, and we were rusty and everything. You know, this is an opportunity. We're playing this, you know, Heat team that's got this dysfunction going on. We're at home, and 9 of the next 12 games we've got left before the All-Star break are all going to be on the road. So we've got to win this one at home. Yeah. They blew them out last night, 125-96.
Yeah. Good game for them. What an imbalance. Yeah. So the West versus the East, this is a good time for the Bucks to be in the East, because other than Cleveland, Boston, and maybe the Knicks, the Bucks can beat anybody else. The East has got some, compared to the West, is just not that deep as far as really good teams. So they could make a deep run this year in the playoffs if they stay healthy.
Yeah, what's still a mystery is why they were so off at the start of the season. It's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And all they're doing now is that according to Doc Rivers, is just they've bought in night after night. Maybe they've got some new players too. They
lost a couple players from last year's team, but they're working in some younger guys. But they have to move the ball around. You know, you can't just run up and down the court and first guy takes the shot. They have to move the ball around, be more patient, and look for the open shot. And when they do that, and they just seem to have, it took them that long to find the rhythm, now they're winning 3 out of 4 games. They've moved all the way up from toward the bottom of the conference last fall to they're now in fourth place. And they still got some good teams ahead of them.
I'm convinced coaches have a discussion with the players about the level of energy they have when they play, because we know the importance of teams being healthy in the playoffs. They got to be healthy when they get to the playoffs, because sometimes it looks like players are on the floor, but the coach kind of told them, you know what, just kind of lay back a little bit. Don't hurt yourself. Because players like Kyrie Irving and stuff, when they start playing 38, 40 minutes a game, then they get hurt. You know, then it seems like they get hurt when they really press every single game.
And I know that there's some people too that off to me everything that Giannis Antetokounmpo does on the surface. By the way, he's a starter in the All-Star game.
Yeah,
year in a row.
Yeah.
I think the guy is a good team leader. I mean, there's some, you know, in the off season he can be a little Aaron Rodgers here's who I want to play with and here's who I want to be my coach, and you know, but that happens everywhere in the NBA. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's a working Joe. He is out there, you know, busting his rear and playing hard. And last week, you know, NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week again, because he's put up 35 points. He's listening to what his coach wants to do in terms of moving the ball around. He's putting his body in line defensively. You just hope he wouldn't hit the floor as much as he does. You know, because you know how many times he's 30 now. How many more times can that lower back take that shot? But between him and Lillard, they're exactly what Doc Rivers needs. You know, let them hold the other players accountable, and then let Doc just sit there and give them the information on how they can beat tonight's opponent.
Yeah, Giannis is a breath of fresh air. There's no doubt about it. He's such a quality guy. It seems like Badger basketball, let's talk about that. They appear to have it together a little bit here. They're playing some decent ball, setting themselves up for an NCAA bid if they don't falter here in the last part of the season.
Yeah, Greg Gard got him onto a 7-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And now they're getting into Big Ten play. Then they had a West Coast trip, and it's still kind of weird to say, yeah, they played USC and UCLA, and they're both Big Ten games because those guys are in the Big Ten now.
Yeah, that's
and they
the
beat,
yeah.
they beat USC, but UCLA was hot, and they were going shot for shot the whole night, and they got down the last 4 seconds, and I think it was Blackburn that missed a shot, and Badgers ended up losing. It was at 85-83, so they lost that one to UCLA. But now they're back home, and they're going to play the Cornhuskers, Nebraska, Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center in Madison.
Yeah, a couple former Wisconsin players up for NFL Defensive Player of the Year, I see. We got Mr. Watt and Zach Bond, too, right?
T.J. Watt from Pewaukee played for the Badgers. Packer fans are still upset that the Packers didn't draft him instead of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's kind of trailed off a little bit in terms of his productivity.
And, of course, the Steelers had that strange, what was a four-game losing streak there down the stretch, and didn't make the cut. And then a Zach Bond. Zach Bond, remember, he was a quarterback at Brown Deer High School not so long ago. Then played for the Badgers. I remember talking to him at Combine. He gets drafted by the Saints, where he was underutilized. I mean, they had him pretty much on special teams as a backup linebacker. And so then Vic Fangio, the veteran defensive coordinator, also been a head coach, he's taken the Eagles defense from 30th to first place. And they are physical, and they got that big Jalen Carter on the defensive line that was throwing the Packers linemen around like ragdolls. And the Zach Bond dude is all over the field, had that interception against Jordan Love in the Packers loss.
Yeah.
And so he's been named one of the top five nominees for Defensive Player of the Year, a guy that played quarterback in high school and now an inside linebacker for the Eagles.
All right, and we're rooting for Washington-Buffalo Super Bowl, right? Are you with us on that?
I am, too. You know why? Because those two fan bases, you know, really deserve it, right?
Yeah, yeah, especially Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo is the Minnesota Vikings of the AFC is what they are.
That's a good point.
That's what they are.
Remember Marv Levy losing four in a row?
Four in a row, Scott Norwood. Yeah, he's our Gary Anderson, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I would like to see my next report for me will be from the Super Bowl, and I'd kind of like to see a Bills Super Bowl since Green Bay's not in this year.
Fantastic. Mike, we always appreciate you taking time. Look forward to talking to you from the Big Easy. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you much. Mike Clemens joining us. He's going to be at the Super Bowl. He just revealed that. I think he's taking a couple weeks off to kind of chill out, and he'll be checking in with us the Friday leading up to the Super Bowl. We've got some birthdays to get to. By the way, we archived that chat with Mr. Clemens under podcast at 98qcountry.com if you missed it or you want to listen back to the great comments that we made. Birthdays and a cake to give away. If you have a birthday or anniversary, you can call us right now, 715-762-3221. We'll jot it down, wish them a happy day, give them a chance to win the cake. We'll get to all that. The birthdays, a cake giveaway after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, supported by nearly all Republican senators. He faces a confirmation vote tonight. ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill on some GOP resistance.
Hegseth can only afford to lose three Republican senators. Murkowski and Collins make two. We're also going to be watching Senator Mitch McConnell tonight. He could be a wild card in all of this. But either way, Republican leadership is very confident he has the vote.
Troops have arrived at the southern border as President Trump cracks down on immigration. Hundreds of migrants have been arrested in cities across the country. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. But a judge has temporarily blocked Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. Mr. Trump expected to visit Los Angeles today to see the damage from the wildfires firsthand. Washington's latest star attractions are ready for their close-up. Two three-year-old giant pandas made their first appearance this morning at the National Zoo. Lots of oohs and ahs. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults. Most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling. Like, you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care we've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader's Sports Center on Facebook or online at BadersportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Guess that's our cue. All right. Birthdays, anniversaries. We got Austin here to oversee the whole thing.
We do, we do.
Get to the local ones in just a second and our cake drawing. Courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. Ed Helms is celebrating today from the Hangover movie. And Love the Coopers, Vacation, The Office, Nardug on The Office. 51 for Ed Helms today. Kenya Moore, the reality TV star from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, is 54 today. Don't even get me started on The Real Housewives shows.
Never seen any of them. Matthew,
and you're
much.
A better person for it. Matthew Lillard is 55 today, the actor. Mary Lou Retton, the famous Olympic gymnast. She was on the front. She was on the Wheaties box back in the 80s when she was a big star. Mary Lou Retton is 57 today. There, you can read those, all right? Not right now. Keach Rainwater, the Lone Star guy. He's one of us, I believe. DJ Rick, I believe, chatted with him a few years back. Keach Rainwater, 62, from Lone Star. Yakov Smirnoff, the Russian immigrant and comic. And he is 74 today, Yakov Smirnoff.
I hear Smirnoff, and I just immediately think of a certain adult beverage.
He was kind of the first, comic to make it big in the U.S. after, like, the Cold War with Russia.
Mm.
And that was actually even during the Cold War, actually.
Oh,
it was kind of weird to hear a Russian person do comedy.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. That was not an easy time.
No, he was very popular. Becky Hobbs, the, I don't know who she is. She's 75.
There's so many names here where it's like, who?
I have no idea. Now I'm intrigued. Can you look up Becky Hobbs?
Not quickly, but I certainly can. My phone's getting a bit up there in age.
You got time. John Belushi, the boisterous...
That guy I recognize.
Saturday Night Live star, of course. Funny man. Samurai man. 1949. I just remember the Samurai Butcher skits from Saturday Night Live. John Belushi, born on this day, 1949. We lost him way too early from a drug issue, an overdose. He is... he passed away way back in 1982. Did... John Belushi, Sharon Tate Polanski, the fashion model, born on this day, 1943, passed in 1969. Any luck on Becky yet?
Yes. I'm shocked, Joel, as a country radio host, you don't know her.
Becky Hobbs.
She's an American country singer, songwriter, and pianist. Recorded 7 studio albums, charted multiple singles, including the 1983 top 10 hit, Let's Get Over Them Together, a duet with Mo Bandy. Wow, that means nothing to me.
Still no ringing of the bell.
Jones on the Jukebox, Cowgirl's Heart, Talk Back Trembling Lips. I don't dance with strangers.
Okay.
Life advice right there.
Just don't recognize the name. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
There were a lot, back in the 80s, there were a lot of artists like her that just kind of came, and then country music moved on to a different sound in the 90s.
It was a very fast-paced era.
Yeah, and it was still the old steel guitar, old style era. Ray Stevens, he's one of us. Ray Stevens, I think he joined us on the morning show. I remember chatting with him many years back. Novelty songs, Guitar Zan, The Streak. He was, when it came to novelty songs, he was the man. There's no doubt about it. 86, Ray Stevens still going today. Doug Kurt, you familiar with any of his songs?
I'm not, but the name does sound familiar.
YouTube Guitar Zan. Or The Streak. The Streak is the better one. The Streak, that's a good one. That's a classic. Doug Kershaw, country singer, 89 today. Ernest Borgnine won a Best Actor Oscar in 1956 for Marty and did all kinds of other stuff. He is a acting legend. Ernest Borgnine, born in 1917.
Yeah. Marty and McHale's Navy. That was such a good series.
Yeah. He passed back in 2012. That is his real name, by the way. Actually, it's Ernest Bornino. He changed it to Ernest Borgnine. Mm. Hollywood agents, they'll do that to you.
You think that's your name? Nope.
Nope, here it is. Here's your new name. Mark Goodson, he and Bill Todman, of course, are responsible for all kinds of shows from the 60s, 70s. If you watch some of those old shows on the Pluto Channel and stuff, a lot of times at the end you'll hear a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
Mm.
And that's... one of the guys, 1915, and he passed back in 1992. Local birthdays and anniversaries. Mr. Brume, do we have any that you would like to delve through? Now, this is the official transition. With Brianna, of course, has moved onward, upward, overward, downward, wherever she's moving.
Well, technically downward.
Yep, so we're very sad to see Brianna go, but we have Rachel here at the front desk, and now this is your first on-air venture into reading Rachel's handwriting. And I'm not saying anybody has bad handwriting, but it's just an adjustment. What? It's an adjustment to read somebody else's handwriting.
It is, especially live, when you haven't seen it before.
Live on the air. So here we go.
Let's see here.
Let's experience it all together.
And remember, Rachel, we're judging you.
All right.
Ann Baxter, it's her 60th on Tuesday, from Karen, Christy, and Joe.
All right.
A little shaky on the writing, but you know what? It's not the level of Joel. We have a scale going on from, wow. I think it's like, I would say, Joel up to Brianna.
Didn't realize I was going to be thrown under the bus as quickly, but...
Not only thrown under, I've reversed the bus and parked it.
I was ready to throw Rachel under the bus, and you know, now I'm under the bus and she's driving it. All right.
The bus is rated E for everyone.
All right.
We've got Maya... Is that Cleogard or Clugard?
I believe it's Clevgard.
Clevgard, okay.
Yes.
It's their 11th birthday.
All right.
I believe that is tomorrow, or is that today? What's the day today?
I think it was today.
Today. It's the 24th.
Came through us through the Wheelway Auto's text line.
It did.
Yes.
Got a happy birthday to Janae Sherwinski. That's a very familiar name, actually.
You got it, yeah.
From Mom, Dad, Seth, and Teddy. 19 today.
All right, Janae. All right.
And we have a happy birthday to Frank Kavarik by wife Katie, son Wes, and mother-in-law Cookie.
All right, everybody's in the box. We have a cake to give away courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, the accounting firm of Austin, Toby, and Austin. Overseeing, you may hear Toby in the background with a bark.
The cake tax is officially in force once more.
Yes, if you hear a bark in the background, you'll know that Toby is calling something out that's not right. All right, so we have reached into the box, and Austin is in the process. How many are there in there, for God's sakes?
So, I mean, I may or may not just keep going just to see what you say.
I feel like I'm watching a twirler at the front of a marching band here. Twirl, 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 twirl. And the winner of the cake this week is...
It's Janae Sherwinski.
Hey, all right, Janae, you got yourself... Your dad may want a slice of that, I believe. All right, congratulations, Janae, from the bakery department at Super One. Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting off their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2025 firewood needs. From camping to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 or check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook. For calling all Northwoods golf enthusiasts, the Lanes in Park Falls is starting their 10-week simulated golf league. It starts February 1st and runs through April. You can golf anytime, Monday through Friday. It's $20 per golfer per week, and that's for 9 holes. There's a one-time $20 entry fee. That covers the party at the end of the league. Every week, you'll play a different course. Plus, the Lanes always has great food, pizzas, and beverages for you, too. Sign up at the Lanes or call 715-762-3237. The Lanes, Highway 13, Park Falls. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some flurries or light snow showers, highs near 16. Will be breezy from time to time. Tonight, breezy with snow likely, a little accumulation possible, low around 12. For Saturday, slight chance of snow, a high near 24. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, a low of 1. Currently, 20 below.
98Q Country.
You shut your mouth, Corey, at 20 below stuff. My goodness gracious. Shopping show to come after 9, by the way.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up. She'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we pay at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while I guess they were keeping it low key, but now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. And I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small
town. Sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault, and I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along. You gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Breakfast are a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel ride that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. Just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. A little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
'98 Q Country.
Time.
Got me rolling 6 days a week. Whole lot of work and not much sleep. But I love what I do. Yeah, I know it's what I signed up for. Chasing dreams from shore to shore. and seeing some come true. But now and then I need to stop the spinning of the world. Yeah. And I need a little you time, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight, your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me in you time, you time, you time. Oh. You're up before the sun can rise, climbing mountains, changing lives. Baby, I love what you do. You bring a smile to every face. You make this world a better place. You light up every room. But girl, now don't you know sometimes I want you to myself with no one else. Yeah, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight, your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me. Spinning of the world, yeah. I need a little you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight, your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me.
My lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
with stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how. Stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl. No. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hitting the ties. They keep staring at your heart. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing.
Goes Blake Shelton at 98Q Country. Well, could be some very interesting information coming out as President Trump signed an executive order releasing all kinds of documents about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm sure there will probably be some legal battles on there, as there might be some sensitive information in there, but the full findings of the government investigation of those three cases have been hidden for decades, fueling a wide range of conspiracy theories. Now, Trump told reporters that a lot of people were waiting for this for years. So all the movies and all the stuff and all the speculation that came out may come to an end. We'll see if they actually release all of it. You have a feeling that it's going to be a lot to do about nothing. That's kind of been the case in the past, but If that's something that intrigues you about the history of our country and politics, that information is scheduled to be, I haven't seen a specific date or time on that, but Donald Trump did sign a little note. He signed a lot of things. He's got to have a little sore hand from all the signing he's been doing there.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut, stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.